Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Praise Yah, everybody. I have a message that I want to share with you today, and I pray you're all doing well out there, and Yahweh's continuing and to bless you, and you're seeing His blessings. But a lot of people come on here and they're praying for health and so on. And I want to remind you all that at any moment in our life, we can go to sleep feeling amazing. Everything could be wonderful. Nothing going on in our life. That's wrong. And then we can wake up in the morning with tragedy striking, with things going on in our lives we never imagined would happen to us, the worst things that we could think of. Somebody we love could have passed away in their sleep the night before. We could wake up with a pain in our side and go to the hospital, and they diagnose us with a terminal ill disease. In one instant, something like that could happen. We have to understand that that's reality. That's truth. And it happens all the time like that. What rock do we stand on when something like that happens? Are we strong enough in Yah's word and understanding of who Yahweh is and our relationship with Him to not only praise Him when things are wonderful, but to praise Him when things don't seem so well? We have to ask ourselves and remind ourselves, if He could speak one word and create existence, why can He not speak one word and heal us? It's okay to ask why. It's okay to seek wisdom of how to heal. But Yahweh tells us that we shall not be depressed and nothing shall take our joy away, that we need to stay trusting and faithful in Him and who He is. For some of you out there, it seems each day is worse than the last. Whether you're stricken with an illness, whether you're going through a tough relationship with your spouse or your children, whether you're having a difficult time on your job, it seems like your prayers aren't being answered and there's nothing that's going good in your life. But what happens at that moment, in an instant, when we realize something is greatly wrong with us? You wake up and there's a lump somewhere on your body. You get in your car and you get in an accident. You wake up and there's blood in your stool or something. What happens then? I reflect at a time in my life when I was a teenager and I was doing something I shouldn't be doing, and I was somewhere I shouldn't be. And I got stabbed in my back with a stick. I was in a dark tunnel and I got stabbed in my back with a stick as a young teenager. And I just pulled it out and didn't think second about it. And I had a scar. The scar didn't go away. And almost 15 years later, I realized that scar would scab up, scab would fall out, and the scar would come back. For over 15 years, I lived like that. And then finally, I said, maybe I should look into it and see what's going on. So I went to the skin doctor, and I got a skin biopsy. And they told me I had basal cell carcinoma, skin cancer. And they wanted to take it out with surgery. They said, well, this isn't a deadly type of skin cancer, but it's still cancer. I didn't think twice before realizing I had to take action and pray to Yahweh and do something about it. And I did some herbs and some things, and I ended up, after a year of working at it, pulling out a cancer tumor through my skin about that big. Realizing that, how blessed I was, not only to get the knowledge that I've helped people with skin cancer, but to be free of this. And I think how many people get a diagnosis of cancer or something else in their life. And it seems like there's no easy answer and there's no hope. Now, if that cancer was in an internal organ of mine, I couldn't have simply pulled it out through the skin. What else could I have done? Thankfully, Yahweh has given us ways to heal from eternal cancer as well. And in some cases, he's blessed doctors and medical technology to help people in some cases. The point being is you cannot give up. You cannot give up. However that happened and whatever that happens, never give up faith that Yahweh has the best for you. And Yahweh knows what he wants from you. I didn't get rid of the tumor. I put it in a bottle with alcohol and I look at it often. And I remind myself, at any moment, this can come back. At any moment, somebody could wake up with an internal diagnosis of a tumor or something else. It strives me to follow Yahweh's diet instructions so well and so closely, still not assuring that I will be cancer-free, that I won't get in an accident. It does not ensure me that, but it ensures me that the closer I follow his guidelines and instructions, the safer and more likely I will get his result for my life. I want it to be his will, not my will. For in the scriptures, it says there's a plan that seems right to each person, but ends in death. But it also says, know the plans of Yahweh, they are for good and not disaster, to give us a future and give us a hope. Fast forward years in my life, or rewinding years in my life, I go to the bathroom one day, as a young man, and there's blood in my stool. And I do the research. It could be something minor, but it could also be colon cancer. I do the research, how to get healed. I follow Yahweh's guidelines and instructions, and I remain faithful. I don't give up, and I get healed. And for many years, there's no blood in my stool. For many years, I'm wonderful and feel great. Then it happens again. And this time, the doctors, I just ringing in my head when I'm a young man at 19 years old. At the time you're 30 years old, you're at a high risk for cancer and it can come back. And my family's now all suffering from cancer. And the alarms go off. But I remain faithful. I don't stay off. I don't get off the course. I remain faithful to Yah, and I go to him and I pray to him. And once again, I discover the reason behind it. I eliminate that reason from my life and I get healed again. I trust in Yahweh. People ask me, should they go to the doctor in cases like this? You need to pray before anything. First pray. And if in prayer Yah tells you to go to a doctor or do something, listen to Yahweh. Listen to Yahweh. But Yahweh will never counteract his word. He will never counteract his word. The point being is never give up hope. Never give up. Never give up. I found myself years later in a situation I never thought or imagined that I would be in this situation. of relationship difficulties so bad that I ended up with a divorce. I was the last person on this planet I would ever think that would get sick. I was the last person on this planet that I would ever think that would get a divorce. But here I found myself in that situation. Never gave up on Yahweh's words. I never gave up on Yahweh. Trusting in Him that He would make things right. Thinking about the story of Job. Yahweh wants what's best for all of us. He shows us clear how He will take the weeds out of our lives. Whether it's a tumor, whether it's people that are not of Yah, whether it's a work situation that's not of Yahweh. I hear people getting fired all the time and they're crushed. Where are they going to get their money from? How are they going to buy food for their family and so on? But then the reality I find out is they had a very unholy job and a very unholy situation. And then Yahweh restores them to a better job and a better situation. We don't know why or the timing of Yah's things that He does in our lives. But we know He loves us and He wants the best for us. And His guidelines and instructions will keep us on His path. And that's what He wants us to understand. That nothing would shake us. That nothing would shake us. You don't negotiate with Yahweh. I remember Jacob did that in the scriptures and said, if you do this, then you will be my Elohim. No. You're my Elohim, so I will do this. Don't negotiate with Yahweh. Prayer is not a place for negotiation. Prayer is a time for praising and thanking. And discovering. Hallelujah. So I understand. From one moment to another. How our lives can change. But remember, just as one moment from another could change for the what seems worst, it can change one moment to another for the best. All it takes is one diagnosis and one test to say, you're cancer free. All it takes is one phone call to say, you got the job. All it takes is one judgment or one final decision by a court to say permission granted, whatever the situation might be. Remember where you're at in Yeshua. And as these moments change in our lives, Yahweh only wants the best for you. Yahweh only wants the best for you. Humility is Yahweh's goal for us. Humility is Yahweh's goal for us. We hear about these people that win the lotto and then they lose all their money. They lose all their money because something happens or something for whatever reason. They lose all their money overnight and then you get, how in the world can that happen to somebody? After this great blessing of winning the lotto, then they lose all their money. Then you hear people that win the lotto and they know what to do in the situation and how to handle the money. And all these things from moment to moment to moment to moment in life. You know, and it's not only until we see a news story on the news that says, wow, look at all these tragedies in the world. No. No. Yah's word shows us that from moment to moment, things can happen. We should never be so proud and prideful that we're doing great and everything's wonderful and all is well. That we are not able to suffer one of these moments. Remember Job. Remember what happened to him. Seemed he had everything, and look what happened. And Yahweh took a righteous man and made him humble. And the strength of the faith. You know, I exercise often, and I go to the gym, and I love to exercise, and there's other ways to exercise. Some people like to swim. Some people like to play tennis. So there's different ways to exercise. So I go to the gym, and I exercise with the weights. I try to keep my body toned. And after we had the gym closed because of everything going on with this COVID and the viruses and everything, the gym closed for a while. So I missed some time away from the gym, and the toned muscles weren't toned anymore. Things weren't the way they were. How do we continually maintain the strength of our relationship with Yahweh? Practice and exercise on a daily basis. This is why I don't recommend people praying just once a week. No, daily praying. Speaking to Yahweh daily. How do we exercise these things? You want to build that strength and do it on a regular basis and not on a, oh, it's Easter, so I'm going to go to church today. No. Daily come to him. Daily speak to him. Consistency. Practicing this. You know, and getting to see Yahweh's hand at work. And believing. You know, the problem is the lack of faith that many people have today. You know, we need to believe and trust. You know, and the decisions we make can absolutely determine the outcome of the results of what we do. But Yahweh tells us how to make those decisions, to pray, to speak to him, to draw close to him. You know, people tell me all the time, I pray to Yahweh, but I don't hear from him. I pray to Yahweh, but I'm not hearing from him. Do you know what the Bible is? The Bible is a book of Yahweh speaking to you. You might not verbally hear from him, but you have his word written there. And if you're not hearing from him, I would say you're not reading your scriptures. The Bible is Yahweh's word speaking to us. Sometimes he uses people in our lives to give us a message. Sometimes he speaks to us audibly. Sometimes he uses some signs and things in our lives and signs and wonders to get to us. But every one of you should be hearing from him through his written word. And you must believe that that's his word and it is true and it will come to truth and it will come and it will happen. And it says clearly in the scriptures, do not lean on your own understanding, lean on my understanding to give your bodies as a sacrifice. And my words, if my guidelines, my instructions will be healing to all your flesh. You have to trust and understand and believe. And he doesn't want us to live in depression and fear and worry. He wants us to live in joy, knowing that he's going to restore and make everything right according to his plan as long as we stick to his plan. It says in Jeremiah 33:11, know the plans I have for you. They are for good and not disaster. That's Jeremiah 31. But it says in Ezekiel 33:11, it says, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways. So we need to question, are we some of those wicked people? Wickedness, according to the scripture, are those that plan on not living according to Torah. Those that plan are not living according to Torah. We must get that out of our lives. We must start living a life according to His holy word. We must come to Him daily. I know many of you that are listening to this right now might have already gotten your diagnosis. You might have already woke up with that lump. You might have already seen the blood in the toilet. You might already be in that broken relationship or already divorced. You might have already had that car accident. You're laying in the hospital. You might have a child who's sick. You might have a child who's in jail. You might even have suffered from an arrest or something else from the legal system that you're going through. Never, ever give up on Yahweh. Keep strengthening that spiritual muscle and persevere and continuing to strengthen your faith. That's what He wants us to do, not only in times of joy, but in times of despair. He wants us to continue to exercise and strengthen that spiritual muscle and never let up, never doubt, and always have the faith with joy, always knowing the faith that He will heal you. When I was going through the thing with my back, I just knew that Yah will provide a way and I will be better again. When I saw blood in my stool, I just knew that Yahweh created this body. And there's something I'm doing that's getting in the way. And I need to eliminate those things. And I need to get right back to the things I should be doing. And healing was restored. For some people, that'll happen immediately. For other people, it might take a while. But we need to trust in Him. We need to trust in Him. The faith that Yahweh can heal us. And then we see times like we see something that we think can heal us. And we think, well, that can heal us. Yahweh created that thing to heal us, but we don't have money for that. What a counteraction is that? Yahweh will meet all your needs. And if He will provide something for you, He will provide a way for you to get it. I remember as a young man when I was suffering, I found this place called the Hippocrates Health Institute that helped people with all the diseases and everything else. I didn't have the money for that place, but where there's a will, there's a way. And I found a way to make it happen. And I was able to do their whole program and follow it and learn it and live it and get healed from my illness without spending 1 cent. Where there's a will, there's a way. We must thrive in our exercise for Him on a regular basis. We must do that. We must always understand that He provides a way. He provides a way. And there are many examples for us prior to that. There are many examples in Scripture. For in Scripture, we see the Torah, we see the Gospels, and we see Revelation. These things in Scripture, the Torah, the Gospels, and Revelation, past, present, and future of what is going to happen and what happened. But every single other book in Scripture is a testimonial of something that happened to somebody who put the Torah, the Gospels, and Revelation into practice. And that's what we need to do. We need to put the Torah, the Gospels, and the Revelation into practice. Our instructions, our faith, and our belief into practice on a daily basis. And you all have the opportunity to do that. Remember when Moses was trapped and the sea was on one side and the Egyptians were coming on the other side and he was just standing there and Yahweh said, "What are you doing? Go, go. Don't just stand there. Get up and move. Get up and move. Go." Moses had to move and then the sea opened. When Moses was standing there, the sea was closed and Moses didn't know what to do. Yahweh said, "Go." As Moses walked towards the sea and he started taking him towards the sea and the sea opened up. Move. Have faith. Put that spiritual strength into practice. Hallelujah. When Yahweh deliver us from the slavery and the bondage of the sin of this world and the lack of faith and the doubt and the, the bowing to the idol of the news and the media and all these things. And may we arise and leave and depart from those doubts and that fear and come to the faith of Yahweh and know that he's going to restore us and heal us on his way in his time. So it be his outcome as long as we stick it to his plan. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I invite you all to contact me and help with help if you need to learn about the things that Yahweh has shown me of how to heal our physical bodies. I go to a physical, literal place to exercise and heal my body on a regular basis, called a gymnasium or gym. But Yahweh's provided a way and a place for us to all go, no matter who we are, no matter where we are, to exercise our spiritual faith and to heal from a physical standpoint. And it's called his word. It's called the Bible, the scriptures. Get in there every single day and read them. Even if you have to stop at every single word and pray about it, y'all, what does that mean? Y'all, show me an answer. Y'all, put me in that situation. Y'all, help me. Talk to our Creator. Talk to him. And listen to what he tells you. So I want to lift you all up today, and that your faith will be strengthened and Yahweh will be with you.
Thank you for listening. Please join us every Friday night at 8 o'clock p.m. between 8 and 10 p.m. for live fellowship on our YouTube channel at TorahLifeMinistries.org. We also do a live Bible teaching every Saturday morning at 10:30 a.m. on the same YouTube channel, TorahLifeMinistries.org, and you can get in there and ask live questions and be part of the conversation. And then we also do live prayer every morning at 6 a.m. Live prayer at 6 a.m. every morning. You can join us there on the YouTube channel, Torah Life Ministries, as well. You can see all our previous teachings on our website at TorahLifeMinistries.org. Remember, this radio station is possible because of the donations of people like you that are listening, and I thank you for helping me to have this show on the air. Have a blessed day. May our Creator be with you always, and shalom.
You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. The views and opinions of programmers heard on WCNO are the responsibility of the participants and producers of the program and may not reflect the views and opinions of the staff or management of WCNO.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation, born out of the 9/11 tragedy, helps first responders and their families in time of great need. Renowned saxophonist Aaron Abu, along with former Miami Sound Machine members Pedro Alfonso and Manny Lopez, are playing a benefit concert for them October 30th at the Lyric Theater in downtown Stuart. Be a blessing to those in great need and enjoy a superb evening of wonderful music. Information on tickets is available online at lyrictheater.com or by phone at 772-286-7827.